welcome to Showtime, a special Mother's Day edition. This comes out on Wednesday, not on Sunday, but hey, we can celebrate our motherism more than just one day, right? Okay. And another of the mothers that are here with me chimed in.
Amen.
It's Crickets. All right, so with us today are Rosie Ayala, Sue Martinowski, Rebecca Vidal, Wendy Kanapka, Stella Valero, and my mom, Linda Enix.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so who would like to start it off?
I'd like to start it off. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the ladies here. I hope you have a wonderful day. I read this thing on a card 2 years ago, and it's still with me. A mother's love cannot be measured, but is a brilliant gem to be loved and treasured. And I thought, oh, that is so beautiful. And anyway, it ministered to me. But what I wanted to say is, it's so nice to be out and about with people. It seems like the more you stay in, the more you want to stay in. I don't even want to go out and do things. But just recently I went and did my nails yesterday. And so I was out. But it's so different. Some of the people are so afraid, and then you see other people that could care less. And that's what we need to be out there doing, is ministering to these people and letting them know that there is someone that we can believe in that will protect us and take care of us. He is our shield and he is our buckler.
Absolutely. The one thing that I've seen is that this is a time of strengthening our faith. You know, so many people think there's things they can't do. You can do things by telephone. I have been so blessed in that I have talked to strangers that have called me, because you get these service calls and you get calls about a variety of subjects. And I had an agent call me, and we got to the end of our call. And I by what I could hear from him, he sounded like a believer. And I asked him, I said, "Are you a believer?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Can I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes." So I prayed for him and his family. He's married. He has two children. And we started talking about things of the Lord. And I was so surprised by the questions that he asked me. And we got into this long conversation about God. And, you know, when I hung up, it made me feel so good in knowing that there's others out there going through the same feelings that, you know, I'm going through. And now every now and then he calls me just to talk about the Lord. And it's amazing that it doesn't matter who you're talking to, whether you're standing in line at the grocery store or you're just being talking to anyone on the phone, telling them to have a day that is blessed by the Lord and having them respond and just being able to talk about it. I'm discovering there's more and more believers than they're not. And people are getting closer to the Lord. And I found that this has been a wonderful time for me, because it's allowed me to get closer to him, to hear him. And, you know, it got to a time where I was actually making decisions on my own. I forgot to include him, because really everything that I have is because of him. And now that I've been going through this, I have to, "Lord, what do you want to do today? Who do you want me to speak to?" And if, I pray in the Spirit, just so then that way I can pray his perfect prayer and not a selfish prayer. And it's becoming a very blessed time. And I'm discovering that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, Philippians 4:13 is so powerful. And even if you don't have the answer, if you look to him, you look to the Holy Spirit, he will guide you. And maybe you may not be able to accomplish a certain thing, but he's going to give you resources so that you can. And so it's just an amazing time.
One of the new things that the Holy Spirit's been showing me, and, you know, you're absolutely right, what's going on. In Isaiah 43, it says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See that I am doing a new thing. Now it's springing up. Do you not perceive it? I have made a way in the desert and the streams in the wasteland." And what you're saying is that he is doing a new thing. It's not the old like it was. It's something that God is just bringing in. It's just so awesome. And we can't look at what happened yesterday. We have to look at what he wants to do for us tomorrow. And we're all individuals. So because we're individuals, it's all going to look different for each one of us. And it's okay because we're not the same. We're all different. We have different personalities, different ways of wanting to do things. And the only thing that I ask is that we listen to the Holy Spirit and let Him guide us into what we need to do. And it's like you mentioned about having to invite Him in our day and praying in the Spirit. It's like, okay, what are we doing today that's different than I did yesterday? And I don't know. It's just God is just so blessing me left and right. And I'm seeing things, and He is so good. He's so good, and He's not going to leave us. He's going to protect us. He's going to, it's Psalm 91, you know, it's that we got to hold on to it. We got to hold on to Him, and we got to stop looking at all the commercials and all the newscast and say, okay, I know this is happening, but what are you doing in my life? What am I supposed to be taking care of? And I can't wait to start this women's ministry again, because even from the beginning, back in September, this scripture, I'm doing a new thing, was back, and I kept on telling the women, it's a new thing. God's doing a new thing. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it now.
I kind of want to add to what Linda said, because I've had opportunity to talk to a lot of people. God's doing a lot of things in my life personally. One thing He's doing is there's been division in my family. He's bringing us back together, which has been a beautiful thing. But I'm constantly, even though I have to be extra careful about being quarantined because of Bob, I'm constantly looking for opportunity to minister and witness. And I made a business call to Florida, and the gal on the other end, we were talking, and I don't even know what I said. I said something about, you know, what we're dealing with the coronavirus. And she said, you know, yesterday I ran three errands. I live in Florida. I was all bundled up with this scarf. She said, I was going in and out of these stores. I went to my car after the third errand, and I just sat there and sobbed. And she said, and that's not like me. And I said, well, what's your name, sweetie? And she said, Jennifer. And I said, well, I'll pray for you. She says, well, I'm a Christian, but she said, this has been so hard. And so I asked her, because we had been watching some TV, YouTube videos, and one that we watched was Rick Warren, who talked about the emotional aspect of the coronavirus. And I asked her if she'd ever watched Rick Warren, and she said, oh my goodness. She said, when my cat of 19 years died, she said, I was in such a depression, and I turned on the TV, and Rick Warren was talking about the death of his son, and that pulled me out of that depression. So God provided me that day to give her exactly what she needed. And so I'm watching for that. But I got off the phone, and I've had quite a week. I've been under attack from all sides. And God started pouring into my spirit this week about all the things we need to do to preserve our peace and our joy during this time. And He gave me eight things, and I'm just going to give you the points, because I've got scriptures, and but I'll end with one scripture that really spoke to me. Stay in the Word, not the world. Stand on God's promises. Continually keep praise in your mouth. Call out the names of the Lord. That one, to me, when you start speaking the names of the Lord, King of King, Peace of Peace, and it just diminishes all that's going on around you, and yeah, you begin to really understand how powerful God is and how He can work in this. Look back at what God has done for you before in the storms of your life and how much He cares for you. Focus on the goodness of the Lord, even the little things. Like one day I was a little down, I was feeling a little socially isolated, and I walked out my door and there was a beautiful cardinal on my wall. And I said, thank you, God, for that cardinal. Look for opportunities to minister. And above all, pray, 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 because prayer changes things. And then the scripture that He gave me that a number of years ago was really a special scripture is Psalms 27:5. For in the day of trouble, He will hide me in His shelter. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. The Lord's been giving me the word rock all week.
It's beautiful.
You know, it's kind of amazing. They're like, oh, there's a guy again. it's kind of amazing. And like, you know, I guess we're all kind of like touching on this is like, you see what's going on in the world. You see the news, you see how people are acting when we're out and about. And I think it just really shows how strongly we need to hold on to scripture. And, you know, especially like, you know, we've talked about it before, but like Romans 12:1, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. It's very easy to be sucked into that, especially with just being bombarded by it. But if we hold on to that word of God, it's something that's going to separate us from that, because there is power in the word. It's living, it's active. And, you know, prayer changes things too. So It's something where, you know, we have to show the world how we are different. And the only way to do that is to have that connection with God, that relationship.
And depression, depression is very difficult to get through. And I had a few days of that. And the one thing that God reminded me of doing was to praise him and thank him. He started reminding me of all the things that he had answered. He reminded me of the things that were impossible, but they were possible with him. And he created that joy back in with me, because I was able to remember all the answered prayers and all the times that he lifted me up, and even the tiniest little detail he cared about. And when once I started doing that, it lifted me out of that depression. And then it reminded me, Lord, what should I be doing for you? How should I honor you? And it's by sharing what you've been through that makes a difference. People can look at you and say, you've got it all together, when you don't, or you didn't. And it just shows God's redeeming power. It shows the miracles that can happen right now. It shows that all of us have walked through something. And our testimony is what might bring somebody out of whatever they're going through. And they don't want to speak it until they hear it from you that maybe you went through something. And it's like, oh my gosh, I needed to talk to you today because I went through that very thing. And then it strengthens both of you, but it renews your hope. It renews the strength that you have, and it gives it to somebody else. So it's so important that we do impart what we go through so that someone else can be lifted up also. And it brings joy again.
Yeah, you kind of touched on that same exact thing that I was thinking is he brought up, you know, do not be conformed to this world. The second part of that scripture is, but be renewed by the transforming of your mind. And that transformation comes by immersing ourselves in the word. Because as we continue to go after him for things, he begins to reveal those, you know, those mysteries that he has in there for us. And that's the thing is that, you know, I was just talking to my dad yesterday about how sometimes it can be, people are in different places, right? Like not everybody is in the same place and the same things aren't happening in their lives. You know, we're all in different places and different things are happening in our lives. And he's revealing different things to each one of us. So sometimes when you speak to somebody and they kind of look at you like, well, I don't really understand that. It's okay, because he's going to speak to them and he'll reveal those things to them the same way that he revealed things to you when it's time for them to have them. And that's the awesome thing, is that this time really has been important, right? Even though, you know, like we're saying, we're away from people, we're kind of more stuck at home and stuff. It's still been extremely important, because that time that we get to have with him has been so much more, right? It's not bound by like, us having to be places, needing to do this, this has to be done now, this is going on. It gives us almost like a freedom to just spend that time and rest in that place. So it really is an awesome thing, because like you're saying, that time being immersed there is what helps with those feelings, right? That try to come against us of sadness, of, you know, because he tells us, no, that he gives us joy. He gives us peace that passes all understanding. He gives us, so those are the things that if we allow him to move in our lives, he'll begin to just pour those in these times where people are feeling so lost and so unsettled and not sure of what they want to do at all or what they should be doing. So, yeah, he gives us those words at those perfect times, especially for people that come into our lives. So it's important, right, to be have that renewing happening.
One of the things that he's been showing me is to give him glory. It's like, and one of the things that with the women's ministry, I keep on saying, you need to share your testimonies. You need to share your testimony because they're going to help us. They're going to help somebody else saying that I went through that and they got through it. So let's do it. You know, it's like encouraging people. When the word says, and it says, you are my witness, declares the Lord, and the servants who I have chosen, so that you may know and believe. So if we can go in and tell people, I have peace, and they're going to say, why do you have peace, you know, with this chaos? And we can bring God in. We can bring that he loves us and that he's there for us. He's going to protect us. And, you know, and even if we go through a trial, he's going to walk it with us. Yeah. So we're never alone. He says he would never leave us or forsake us. So he'll always be with us. And that's what I see within my family. You know, we go through the ups and downs and different things. And we share, this is what happened. You know, my daughter was saved. You know, my grandson did this. And you share it with somebody else. And they're saying, if he could do it for you, he can do it for me. And it gives people courage. And it helps them, strengthens them to grow even more.
You know, it was strange this past week at work. I just felt led at the beginning of the week. One of my friends in Pennsylvania was making masks, and I decided I'd reach out to her and order some masks and have them brought to work. So I got the masks on Friday, and Thursday evening, I just felt a calling from the Lord to take my books in too. So as I passed out a mask to everybody, I gave them a book. And they looked at me like, why are you doing this? And I said, I'm just doing it because I want to, you know? And everybody just kept coming up to me later and saying, that's wonderful, you know? And they were talking to me about my Christian walk and everything. So it was really neat, you know? It was like I opened a door that God wanted me to walk through. And I even gave one to my boss, and that, I think, helped her out too. So it's been a blessing this past week.
And you know, people are going to remember stuff like that. And people, even though they may not say it to us, they're always watching. And they're going to notice, you know, more and more that you're the person, you know, that you say you are. And it's really important that we as Christians, we put that kind of forward to say, look, there is a difference in me. You know, there is something different about truly following Jesus, so that, you know, you're going to have this love and compassion that, you know, you're not really going to see very much in the world without him.
One of the experiences I had during that little time of where I was just feeling down, I talked to a friend in another state, and she's very ill, requires a lot of equipment, different things to help get them through. Her and her husband could not find toilet paper. Couldn't find wipes, couldn't find sanitizer, and she needs all of those to exist. And she told me how she had gone a month without toilet paper. You know, that's when God shows you, you know, you think you have it bad. You don't even have a clue. My heart broke. And it was like, okay, I can make a difference. I can send her toilet paper. And I know that seems like such a small thing, but if it's something you don't have, it's a big thing. And, you know, I was amazed. I went to a couple places to send it. It's amazing what it costs to send. But I thought, you know what, Lord? You gave me what I need to do, and I'm going to do it. When she got it, she laughed. She was so delighted. And, you know, something simple like that goes to show you the power of our God, who can place it in your heart to do something for someone else, but also to show you, you are blessed. And now you can bless someone else. And not because to say I did it, because it wasn't me, it was him. So if we just listen to that still voice that says, move, talk, share, care. And sometimes you'll do it without even saying a word about the Lord. But once they see that you're the only Bible they see, they want to know, how is it that you have the faith that you have? How is it that you know and you have peace? that you have joy even in the spite of difficult times. And that's where God moves us by the Holy Spirit. And that person, he's prepared them to receive our word if we will go forth and speak it. Because too often people are afraid to speak faith, but it's such a blessing that when you do. So it's so important to realize that there are others that don't have what we have. So it's so important that we share and that we care, and that, maybe you won't speak a word, but you're the Lord's hands, you're the Lord's feet, you're the listener, you're the one who was able to give a word of encouragement. And I'm going to just read something to you. This touched my heart several years ago, and it was something that my son wrote, our little announcer guy, right? And I'll just read it to you. It says, our lives shouldn't be sprinkled with the things of God. We should be so filled with the things of God, we sprinkle them on the lives of others. That, to me, says it all, because we can make a difference individually as well as corporately as a church. And, joining in and doing things with the church as well as doing things as an individual. And we can make that difference by sprinkling a little of God's love to where they're drawn to that. And they want to have what you have because they see the joy. They see your faith. And that doesn't mean that things aren't going to ever be difficult, because life is. And we go through things. But how do we go through it? Do we go through it victoriously with our Lord, giving him glory for what he brings us through? Or do we wallow in self-pity and, make others miserable around us? And we can do that. But you know what? How much more can we do when we give him the glory and when we have joy because he led us to do something for someone else? So I really feel that these words, and even though they did come from my son, that they have special meaning, and it makes a difference when we move out in faith. And sometimes you may have people be angry at you, but you planted a seed. And one day we may get to see that, the fruit of that. And sometimes we don't, but it's okay because we did honor God by doing what he asked us to do.
And I felt kind of silly when I made that, because I thought it was just some goofy little thing. I didn't know I'd be hearing it years later. Yeah. But, I would say that I probably would have never, I wouldn't be here. I would have never, tried to write anything like that before if it wasn't for my little mama. Because, there was a time where, my dad, he was angry at God, and he'd see a Bible on the shelf, and you'd say, why is that there? He was an angry guy, and it was because of my mom and her faith and her teaching me and sharing things with me that, I'm here today, doing what I'm doing for the Lord, and I'm so thankful for my little mama.
Thank you, Mijo.
Yeah. And she always reminds me, because this is the first command with a promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Honor thy mother and father, so that it shall go with well.
so that it may go well with you. Yes. Yeah.
Many long years because of it, right? So hopefully I've done that for her. But
yes.
She did what I was, I guess I wrote down there, that she's so full of the things of God, she sprinkled that on me. But mothers, I feel, are just so important, when it comes to our walk, because so many times they're the ones that show us, that love. And, they can stand in that gap sometimes when, the fathers aren't in that place they're supposed to be. So I'm thankful for you, Mama. Mm-hmm. I thank God for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I love you.
I love you, too. And, there's also some fathers out there that are widowers, that are single for whatever reason, You're great mamas too. Yeah, because you have to fulfill both roles, and it's difficult, because, we are made the way we are. But I know that sometimes, men's hearts are just as soft, and God bless you all for stepping in that role and being a mama too.
I'd like to share a blessing that I've had in this time that we're in right now. You know, we pray for our children and we take them to church and we bring them up to know the Lord, but that doesn't always mean that they're going to continue to follow in that path. And it's always a blessing to see how that unfolds in their lives and how God has worked in their lives. And because we're doing virtual church now in a lot of places and podcast, my son called me up and he said, Mom, our church is doing virtual church. Why don't you tune in today? And so I did. And my son and his wife are attending the church that they grew, that my son grew up in. And my daughter-in-law does the children's ministry. So I tuned in and here's my son. And every Sunday he's been giving the children's message, the children's sermon. And so I've been watching every Sunday. And it's been such a blessing because it has allowed me to see how he has grown so much spiritually. And he even channeled his inner Mr. Rogers. But so that has just been a real blessing in this for me.
Well, praise God. You know, my son, when we moved to Arizona from Pennsylvania, my son came with us and he was really bitter about the move. And he wanted to move back and we allowed it, but my heart broke. It was just a really hard time, but we moved him back and I was just told by the Lord, trust me, trust me. And he has been on his own and he is blossoming. And I just praise God because he's just doing so well. He went back to the Catholic Church for a while and now he wants to go to the Pilgrim Holiness, but he's just trying to find his walk, you know, and I know he knows the Lord, so I'm not really worried about him. I just know that he's going to be strong and he's going to stand firm in his faith. So I'm just so thankful.
That's wonderful.
I could read a poem if you want me to. It's a long one.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm resting in your control. Please touch me and make me whole, for you guard my very soul. Yes, I'm resting in your control. Your angels surround me. Your angels surround me. Your angels surround me in the eye of the storm. Your angels surround me. Your angels surround me. Your angels surround me, and I have no fear, for you are near. Jesus, you fought the battle, and it's been won, and you are God's son. Prayer is the tool to have you rule. I must fight on my knees and send heaven my pleas. For your love surrounds me. Your love surrounds me. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Your love surrounds me. Your love astounds me. And I have no fear, for you are near. And I'm resting in your control, for you walk beside me and make me whole. You guard my very soul. Yes, I'm resting in your control. Nothing can harm me when I'm in your care, for you are beside me and continually guide me. You're in today and guide my way. You're in tomorrow and know my past sorrow. You are my best friend and will guide till the end. And I'm resting in your control, for you walk beside me and make me whole. You guard my very soul, and I'm resting in your control.
Amen.
One of the things that the scripture says is that he sends his angels to protect us.
Yeah.
And he's there with us all the time. And we need to acknowledge that. I think as a mother, knowing that her child's being protected by a guardian angel. But the thing is, you know, we look at a guardian angel as just one. But if in reality, in God's ways, we got millions of them all around us as we travel, as we do things. I mean, it's so amazing how God is so good and how much He loves us and that how much He wants to take care of our families and take care of us. So He sent His angels, and there's stories of different people, and that would be testimonies of different times that an angel showed up. And you're saying, you might be surprised. You don't know if there was an angel coming around. And it's just like, we're the angels in some cases, because, you know, it's just like, you know, Sue and Linda, they were talking about the idea of talking to somebody on the phone, and they just brought light to it. That was an angel for them for today. It's like somebody hearing this poem and say, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Or whatever we say, whatever we do, we know that God is always with us, and that we are the mothers, and we are the strength that they have. But the only way we have our strength is through Him and listening to the Holy Spirit to guide our child. Because we might have 10 children, but they're all individuals. Mm-hmm. They all have a different way of looking at things. And they all have a different way of loving. And it's like having to pinpoint each one of them and asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and say, what does this child need? Not that child. What does this one need? And there's times in our lives and with our children, it's like one of them is more needy than the other. But the other one was needy too, but they never showed it. So it's like asking God, show me, what can we do? How can we love them? And how can we just lift them up to Him?
I'd like to share a word of testimony about our angels that we have around us and our children. Years ago, I pray for my kids all the time, but I was doing something and I had this strong urge to pray for my daughter. I mean, it was so strong, it just wouldn't go away. So I just started praying, and I thought, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but You do. And I began to pray and pray and pray. Later that day, my daughter called me and she said, Mom, didn't you get my message? And I said, no, honey, I didn't get a message. I'd been in a car accident. And I went to see her car a day later. She came out of there with just minor bruises. Her car was totaled. And I know that God had His angels around her that day. And that's why I was praying for her, is because that was a prayer of protection. So I just praise God for that.
I had the same incident with my daughters. And we need to train our kids the way they should go, and let them know about Jesus. Let them know that they do have angels. Let them know, and to let them know that they have somebody to rely on. And they were driving, and my daughter was going to pass somebody, and they ended up stopping to make a left turn as she was passing. So they flew into a ravine, and all of my daughters says, all I could say is, Jesus, Jesus. And the ravine is that they went down, and it was nothing but rocks except for one sandy place. And they did not get hurt. And all they did was ask for Jesus to come and help. And through that, I mean, we train our kids and they hold on to that. And it's such a blessing that we need to do things like that. People need to let their children know, you know, they say, I don't want to influence them. But if you don't influence them, they're going to get influenced from someplace else.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, it's like when my kids would come, I wanted them to speak to me, because you don't know what's out there and who's going to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost as if there should be a scripture that's like, train up a child in the way they should go, and they should not depart from them. Oh wait, yeah, there is. But yeah, it's so important, because, like, you know, I was just saying earlier, I wouldn't be here doing this podcast. I wouldn't have ever preached a sermon. Wouldn't ever be like back there doing the visual stuff for the church if it hadn't been for my mom and training me up in the way I should go. And obviously I haven't departed from it. No. So I would say that there's something kind of crazy about God's word, is that it's true. Mm-hmm. And you know, God is not a liar. And just hold him to his word. Like, if there's people out there that have children that maybe have strayed or anything like that, just know that, if you gave him that foundation, they're going to come back.
Yes.
They're going to come back.
Amen.
Because you just got to stand on the scripture. God said it, so I believe it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that as you go through problems in life, is look to the word. What was God's response for what you're going through? And you stand on it and believe it, and you give him back his word, because his word never returns void, and you will see him perform it, because that's his covenant with us as believers. It's amazing how it works. And yes, sometimes you wait a lot of years, and sometimes it's instantaneous. You never know, but it's all in God's timing. We can pray for our children, but we have to remember that God needs to touch their heart as well as our own. And he loves them even more than we can even fathom, just as he loves us. So yes, as parents, we can't give up.
That's true. And, speaking about how my father was it like 10 years maybe? Was it more? Or till he finally, accepted?
Yeah, till he was a believer, then he turned away from God, was very angry, and it took a lot of prayer. And, it's really amazing as I prayed for him, and sometimes I would get very angry because he wasn't coming back to the Lord. And God told me, as you are my daughter, he's my son. And he was restored back to the Lord. And he became a mighty man of God.
Yeah.
And he prayed for me every day before I left for work. We prayed together throughout different things. We saw his cancer go into remission for 8 years. And even in the battle, God was with us. And we were able to minister to others when we went to the cancer center. And he had joy, even in the midst of what we were going through. And people couldn't believe that we were happy, that we were, strong in the Lord. And it really brought a lot of people back to the Lord because they saw the power of God. They saw what he could do. They saw that in spite of what we were seeing, we didn't look at the circumstances. We looked through the circumstances to the face of God, and God honored that. And to his glory, we saw many, many years of joy and happiness.
Yeah.
And he gave Abe an opportunity. At that time, we thought it was a bad thing because he was doing side jobs because he had been, his whole group had been let go. And
they
closed the whole, business and laid off everybody. But during that year that he was looking for this other job that he's currently in now, God blessed the two of them to be together every day. And yet he still provided a way for Abe to provide for Micaiah and for them to still have what they needed. But he gave him an opportunity during this time because it took a long time to be investigated and for everything to happen so that he could be in the job. And it was just amazing that he gave them such a beautiful opportunity to grow stronger together, to love one another, to minister to each other, and just have a joyful time together. And what a big blessing that was.
Yeah.
And when he passed away, then the job came open for him. And so if it hadn't have been that way, he never would have had that opportunity. So even though the enemy may be trying to work bad things in your life, God works it and turns it around to good. And Abe was blessed with the job he has now. And they had an opportunity to really love each other and to be very close. So praise God.
Yeah. So just don't give up on those prayers. It might take a long while.
Yes.
But God, he's going to answer them.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you, ladies, mothers, happy Mother's Day for joining us here today. And there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of great conversation. And, we are all blessed by our mothers. So just thank you so much for being here. And let's see. Who should we get to pray and close it out here? Rosie?
Thank you, Lord, for letting us gather together in your name, Lord God. What a privilege, Lord God, to be with my sisters, Lord God.
I thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the mothers, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord God, that your word would go forth, Lord God, through us, Lord God, to minister and touch the lives around us. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord, for our families. I thank you, Lord, for our church. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing and what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, did I honor you today, Mom?
Yes, you did. Yes. Yes, you did.
Did I do it right?
Thank you.